Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who's your favorite rock star?
You're a Prince fan.
Bruce. Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce. Bruce Levine.
Just had a text from Bruce Levine.
Hi, Bruce.
Noted baseball aficionado, been around town for a long time.
Score Baseball Insider.
Bruce, I really do appreciate the way you communicate upfront, transparent, direct, and you've been doing it for years. Happy to come on your show anytime. It doesn't matter if you're in Chicago or New York or LA or whatever. Like, I enjoy talking to you, and Matt, it was good to talk to you today.
Thanks, Kate.
Covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Good ballplayers come in all shapes and sizes in baseball, right? Your shape and size hasn't been all that popular these days, but it's pretty effective.
What are you saying, Bruce?
Exactly what I said, yeah.
I like my shape.
Bruce Levine with Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys know this because you have people like myself.
On 670 The Score.
We're going to talk with Bruce momentarily. He's going to join us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. We should remind you, by the way, our own Chris Tannehill is going to be hanging out with Dave Wannstedt live at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan for the Four Winds Football Forecast this Sunday, October 12th. The event is free to the public and starts at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central. That's important because there is a time change when you get into Berrien County, Michigan. Wani will be giving an early season review and forecast the rest of the season. Plus, you can get an autograph and photo with Coach Wannstedt before the Sunday night game. That's Sunday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan.
That is outstanding. Wani and Tanny together. Tonight, by the way, if you're headed or you'd like to be headed to Game 3 on Wednesday, you could win a pair of tickets to Cubs Brewers if you stop by Dad's Place at 3369 North Clark in Chicago from 5 to 6:30 tonight and meet Mark Grody to register for your chance to win tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. And after that, you can stop by Sluggers in Wrigleyville from 7 to 8 as our guy Gabe Ramirez will be there to register for your chance to win tickets for Game 3. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. But Game 2 coming up tonight, 7:30 pregame, first pitch at 8:08.
Okay, let's go up to Milwaukee and let's check in with Bruce Levine. Hey, Bruce, thanks for joining us. We've been talking about Craig Counsell's lineup car. That's an interesting choice with Justin Turner at the top.
Yeah, it is. Again, he's hit left-handers. He's looking for offense. We saw the three home runs didn't really amount to much against Milwaukee on Saturday, right? So solo homers, they don't look so great when you're down nine runs. So I understand it. Is it desperate? You guys have to answer that question. I don't know how desperate it is. I will tell you that the interesting thing about Pat Murphy today is that he's using an opener in Ashby, and he said it might be one inning. It might be two innings. It might be three innings. So with that in mind, you see two managers that really want to throw left-handed pitchers against the other team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff, Bruce. It's kind of rolling around in my head a lot over the past 20 minutes. I don't know if it's desperate. It's definitely reactionary, but it might end up being smart. But I also don't want to think about it just based on what Turner's result is going to be there in the first inning. If we're just thinking about process, what you just said is key, that you don't know when the Michael Bush at bat is going to come. And, I guess what we have to take away from this is that Craig still doesn't trust Michael Bush against lefties. He's got two hits in the postseason against lefties. Bush has had a great year, but Craig still doesn't want to give him a shot against a lefty over Turner.
Yeah, you know, it's a really tough choice. And then, you know, at third base, you don't want to play him at third, right? So that's an interesting aspect to it as well. You know, the idea that this team is built on defense and pitching, and he doesn't want to give that up in these games either.
Boy, it's fascinating. What you just said, there's no guarantee that Quinn Priester is coming in as the bulk guy in inning two or even inning three or necessarily even inning four. They don't necessarily even have to use Priester tonight.
Exactly, Matt. And you know, when you look at it, they got a guy by the name of Jose Quintana. And if he wants to if he's got a lead and he's feeling good about things, he might go to Quintana early and maybe try to get 12 outs from Quintana. So, again, we might not see Priester at all. We don't know how the magic of Murphy's going to work tonight. But it is fascinating stuff. And as baseball fans like you guys are, it's fun to try to think along with these guys.
Yeah, I wonder if it's overthinking it instead of just rolling your lineup out there as is. But we'll find out later on tonight.
That'll be fun tomorrow, right, Lawrence?
Oh, there's no doubt. and trust me, people are already weighing in on it when they heard us. Well, we couldn't believe it. But we'll see. Maybe it works and maybe it's fine. What went into Imanaga being the choice for this game?
He's been your best pitcher, just like Boyd was being one of your best pitchers. Now, that said, this version of those guys is not great. So, as you know, how pragmatic do you want to be about it? That, well, we have to lose honestly. Lose honestly meaning use our best pitchers who've been our best pitchers. But if they're not your best pitchers now, do you go a different direction? Instead, Council will look at them as outgetters just like he does his bullpen. So what do you guys imagine? Is it 12 outs? Is it 15 outs at the best for Shota? If he gets 15 outs, that probably means the Cubs are ahead and they're probably in a position to win the game.
Well, but there's no Tatis and Machado on this team. The ones who kill lefties, Churio does, and he's healthy and leading off, which is bad news for the Cubs.
Not necessarily healthy, but leading off for sure.
He's playing, playing left field and leading off. And Andrew Vaughn kills lefties on this team. But I don't know. I mean, maybe Council will manage in fear of those matchups the second or third time through. I still feel like they need length at some point, Bruce. I don't know when it comes. Maybe it's Tyone on Wednesday, but they got to win tonight. If they're going to need length from a starter at some point in this series.
Yeah, I mean, again, Ray, you know, the advantage they have in the first three games, both managers, is the day off the next day, right? So he has this fresh, you know, both teams have fresh bullpens, but it really works to the Cubs' advantage because if he wants to stay left-handed after Shota, he can, right? So he can go straight to Pomerantz. He can go after that. He can go to Thielbar. So he can actually get through maybe six innings with strictly left-handers that he wants to throw against Milwaukee.
Andrew Vaughn, by the way. Against lefties, 313, 389, 470. He's an 859 OPS player against left-handed pitching.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been crushing it. All right, Bruce, I got to say, the more this is rolling around my head, as a manager and what Council has built his name on is being consistent, you know? Like not showing the players that he's panicking or that he's freaking out. Is this showing that, or are you showing that you're going to do what you do and play matchups the way you have with Bush and Turner for a large part of the year? I guess if you're a player and you look up, what are you thinking when you see this move?
I'm thinking we haven't been a very good offense, and we have to do better, and that's why the manager's doing it. Because if you look at the team, maybe from late August on, wasn't a really good offensive team, right? I mean, they struggled, and a lot of it had to do with the left-handed hitters. Pete Crow Armstrong not hitting from the All-Star game on. The troubles that you had with Kyle Tucker and his injuries and his lack of performance. The up-and-down year that Ian Happ had, and it was mostly up in the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. So the inconsistency of the team to produce anything but home runs and then having to win 2-1, 3-2, 4-3 really put a lot of stress on their team. Look, from June 1st on, I think they only played 7 games over 500 the rest of the year. So often, you know, the bullpen's been was fantastic. Starting pitching was good. The offense was really not very consistent, and that's why you'll see this. And this is my long Chet Kopech answer to you on that. That is, he's left with little choice. He needs to produce some runs in a different fashion other than hoping for a home run.
So Bruce, what was the reaction like from these guys after Saturday? Like a game that felt like it was over almost immediately after it started?
Extreme depression, and also can't wait from the comments that, you know, we talked to everybody, can't wait to get to game two, right? So, you know, again, the mentality is stay strong. We've been through tough times before. We'll get to game two. We're going to win that. It's a resilient team. It really is. As much as people, you know, always talk about Milwaukee and how they get the most out of the less talent and they're resilient. The Cubs are a very resilient team. And there's a lot of ways that they can beat you, and hopefully they're going to find some of that magic over the next three games.
You're right, Bruce. And I've been feeling like they're going to take this game tonight. And I know we're all focused on the Turner thing because it's jarring, but it would be more like them during the course of the year, the season and the postseason, to actually take this game tonight. But now that I'm sitting here looking at the lineup, and I'm imagining Pat Murphy never giving Craig a chance to use Bush as a pinch hitter.
Yep.
Because where could he use him? Like, he could make sure he's got a lefty, because he could let a lefty pitch to Matt Shaw. Right. He could let a lefty pitch to Justin Turner every single time.
And where is the power from? Add on to that. Where is the power from for the Cubs? It's from the left side, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're negating that with left-handers. You hope you are. Now, that doesn't mean they can't do it. And with Hap, you know, he's a better contact hitter from the right side, usually has more power left-handed. So these are the things that go into the equation of the chess match between Murphy and Council. And
yeah.
It's going to be fascinating to watch.
And with the three-batter rule, like, these managers are looking for pockets where they can bring in the righty or bring in the lefty. You've got Shaw and Turner back-to-back, you know, at 9-1. I could see right. Murphy never having a right-handed pitcher for 9-1 during the course of this bullpen game.
Yeah, absolutely not. And again, Murphy was not afraid to allude to that in his pregame session with us in the media. He said, try to get three out of my first pitcher. And someone asked him then about Quintana. And he goes, Quintana's definitely in the mix tonight. Okay? He's definitely in the mix. So whether that strategy of saying he is and he isn't, or he really looks at him as maybe three innings in the middle there to continue to negate the left-handed hitters on the Cubs, we're going to find out.
Ooh, it is definitely a risky strategy, and it'll be interesting to see how all of this stuff plays out. What are the other things that you think are important if the Cubs are to win game two?
That the solo home run from given up by Imanaga is not acceptable when you're only expected to throw three or four innings. So to me, that home run is like two home runs in postseason. And when you're being used differently, that's how I look at it. You have to make sure they don't homer off of you, because look, he's thrown 10 games in a row where he's given up a home run, and he's given up 16 in those 10, right? So normally if he's thrown six innings or seven innings, he's good, because he doesn't give up a lot of other hits. Lately, he's been giving up other hits. So, you know, your fastball has to be working in well inside on the right-handed hitters, and then your splitter has to split. It can't be hanging there. This guy can pitch. Let's not forget, he's an accomplished pitcher, and he's going to make the adjustments. Not so sure he's the healthy version of himself that he was before the hamstring.
We were having a discussion with Ron Darling, and Speegs and I have been talking about it all throughout the playoffs, Bruce, the idea of the way that managers manage pitchers in the postseason. Because everything is super high leverage, we have seen some starts go deep into games, which is great. I always wonder if, because of the work that goes into putting a plan like that together, if managers are maybe a little too quick on the trigger with a starter when they get in trouble.
Yeah, but, you know, Lawrence, aren't they expected to be now? I mean, isn't that the NFL version of Major League Baseball playoffs, that you must win that game? And if you don't do it and you don't show, you know, that you're thinking along the lines of metrics and figuring every metric out you can use to win a game, you're not the manager for that team any longer. Isn't there that pressure on the manager right now to respond to all the metrics that they have available?
It would seem so. I mean, from the way that people are mostly managing playoff games, it would definitely seem so.
You know, I thought it was interesting, Bruce, that Craig Counsell in his post game on Saturday said, I liked Matthew Bush for this start. The whole organization liked Matthew Bush, Matthew Boyd for this start. I know, I got Carl Ravitch on the brain. So I told you at the time that I might do that sometimes, and we all do that sometimes. But anyway, the fact that it's the whole organization, Bruce, like, it's a big meeting where they sit around and they talk about this stuff. Like, it's Craig in partnership, isn't it? And I don't know if every organization right. works this way, but most of them do.
Back to, you know what, Matt? Back to Lawrence's point. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Too many minds trying to figure out the decision that the manager should make on his own with his staff. So again, that's old school. You want to use all the information you have. We all agree upon that, but maybe it becomes convoluted after a while. I would just say this: after Boyd pitched and it didn't work out, Council said, maybe we should have done something else. That's something that resonated with me as well. You know, maybe we should have done something else. And I find that interesting, because it's It's introspective at that point. He's also sending you a message. Maybe there were too many voices. Maybe there were too many decision makers for game one. Maybe it's different in game two. And that's just a guess on my part. I have no knowledge of that. I'm just saying the way that he responded to, you know, maybe we should have done something else. That's not usually what you hear from Craig Council.
I have the Brewers lineup now.
Okay, we have the Brewers lineup against the lefty Shota Imanaga.
Churio, Terang, Contreras, Yelich, Vaughn, Frelich, Durbin, Perkins, Ortiz.
I think that's the same lineup.
Yeah.
I think that's the same. That's the same bet.
The thing he told us about Churio is, if there's one iota of him struggling in the outfield or running down the base, he's coming out of the game immediately, he said. So that's an interesting way to look at a guy that had a severe hamstring, was out for almost a month, tweaked it the other day. But again, it's postseason. You want to give him and your team every opportunity to have one of the finer young hitters in the game impact the game. But there is some risk involved.
Bruce, this is the fun stuff. Like questioning the manager and in these games that are passionate, you know, and if it comes with wins, it's even more fun. When we got through 2016 with a title, a lot of people felt worse about the manager by the end of that postseason, you know, for whatever reasons.
We won despite Joe Madden, right? Wasn't that the rhetoric?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won a World Series, but, you know, his moves didn't really work out, but we won anyway.
Yeah, so you never know.
All you lineup beasters out there, I tell you that much.
It's a tough
Bruce, thanks for the report. We appreciate it.
Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.